aim of this session is myself. I'm looking for the management techniques which can improve soil and water quality and sustain crop yield at the same time. So, in the northern Great Plains in the United States, the traditional management practices are usually conventional till with a crop fallow or conventional till with a continuous non-legume monocropping. And use of these kinds of practices have reduced soil carbon and nitrogen storage. It has increased greenhouse gas emission, and it has also reduced the analyzed crop yield. Both tillage and fallow can mineralize soil organic matter due to increased microbial activity, thereby reducing the residual, thereby increasing residual soil nitrate, nitrogen, and the potential for nitrogen leaching. So what we are looking is there are literature that when you use improved management techniques like no-till, diversified crop rotation, increasing cropping intensity, cover crops, or if you reduce the nitrogen fertilization, they can reduce the greenhouse gas emission, you can increase your soil carbon nitrogen storage, and also can sustain crop yield. So my objective of this study is to compare the traditional and the improved management boxes versus the traditional practices that included a combination of tillage cropping system and nitrogen rates on soil carbon and nitrogen, global warming potential, greenhouse gas intensity, and malt barley yield and quality under irrigated and non-irrigated system from 2008 to 2011 in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. The experimental sites, as you see, this is eastern Montana, and this is western North Dakota. The sites have almost similar kind of air temperature. Only the difference is the precipitation and the soil. If you look at the precipitation, the western North Dakota has got a slightly more higher precipitation, 405 versus 304 millimeter. And the soil in eastern Montana is a loam, and is a sandy loam in western North Dakota. So the treatments we are talking about is in eastern Montana, it's a non-irrigated cropping system. The traditional practice is a conventional till, malt barley fallow with 80 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. The noble management, no-till, malt barley pea rotation with 80 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. Western North Dakota, in a non-irrigated cropping system, conventional till, continuous malt barley with 67 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. Noble management is a no-till, malt barley pea with 67 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. Again, in western North Dakota, is under the irrigated cropping system. The difference between these and this is the nitrogen rate. Nitrogen rate is almost double, because under the irrigated cropping system, more grains, the grain yields are higher. Therefore, also we need a higher nitrogen rate. So the nitrogen rate per malt barley is 67 here, is 134 kilogram. Same thing with the noble management. Instead of conventional till, we use a no-till malt barley pea rotation, but the nitrogen rate is slightly higher. And the duration of the experiment is the same, 4 years. Okay, these are some of the pictures that shows the tillage treatment, nitrogen rates, the peas, the irrigation systems. And we have a probe truck that we use it for soil sampling, for soil carbon nitrogen. That's a greenhouse gas sampling using a static chamber. That's what they use. And then you have a ZC for analyzing gas concentration. These are the measures that we have measured. We look at how much nitrogen rate is applied. The nitrogen rate actually depending upon the, it's been adjusted for the soil nitrate, nitrogen content. After, when you harvest the crop, there are always some residual nitrogen left over in the fall. And we deduct that nitrogen, nitrate nitrogen at 60 centimeter depth from the recommended nitrogen rate for the next year crops, so that we don't want to over apply the nitrogen, total amount of nitrogen. Okay? Because of the nitrogen leaching potential, we don't want to over apply. So that this nitrogen fertilizer, the recommended nitrogen fertilizer rate is actually a combination of nitrogen fertilizer plus soil nitrogen, which is about 80 in Montana and 67 to 134 in eastern North Dakota. Then other parameters we measure is soil organic carbon, soil total nitrogen, environmental quality, global warming potential, greenhouse gas emission, residual soil nitrate nitrogen, the crop parameters, grain yield, protein concentration, and grain plum kernel. The way we measure our calculate the global warming potential is the CO2 equivalent from palm operation. This palm operation contains CO2 coming out from the machines for use for planting, for harvesting, for phosphorus and potassium fertilization, from using the herbicides and pesticides. So, but in case of nitrogen fertilization, because we use a large quantity of nitrogen fertilizer to produce a crop, we use this nitrogen fertilizer as a separate treatment. When you use the nitrogen fertilizer, there are lots of CO2 being produced per manufacture and transport of fertilizer and also apply. Then there are also direct and indirect emissions of nitrous oxide with the nitrogen fertilizer. Then we have the N2O emissions and the CH4 emissions, minus soil carbon sequestration rate. Either soil carbon, organic carbon, during the limitation period from 2008 to 2011. And then you calculate the greenhouse gas intensity is global GWP divided by the grain yield. Okay? So what are some of the results that we have found for the comparison? This is in eastern Montana, non-irrigated, is an average of 4 years. This is what we got. Soil organic carbon is 183, 175. There is a increase. There is a 5%. The number in this parenthesis is the percentage. So there is actually a 5% increase in the noble management versus the traditional management. Soil total nitrogen is not different between the practices. Residual nitrogen is significantly lower. It's almost 21% lower in the noble management versus the traditional management. So if you use a noble management that consists of no-till, crop rotation, and reduced nitrogen rate, you can reduce your residual nitrogen. The total nitrogen rate, the amount of total nitrogen is slightly higher in the noble management. Because the traditional management is a crop fallow system. During the fallow period, the fallow mineralizes the nitrogen during the fallow. As a result, the residual nitrogen is higher. During the fallow period, the soil temperature and soil water content get higher, microbial activity higher, and residual nitrogen higher. As a result, the recommended nitrogen rate is lower, actually lower. That's why we see about 15% of total nitrogen rate in the lower in the traditional than in the noble management. If you look at the global warming potential, it's about 70% lower compared with the traditional management. Greenhouse gas intensity is 67%. Barley grain yield, protein concentration are not much difference between the two practices. Grain plumpness is about 5% higher. If you look at the western North Dakota, for non-irrigated system, we see a similar kinds of results. It's a 4-year average. You see, there is not much difference in any carbon and nitrogen. But soil nitrate, nitrogen, residual nitrogen is about 47% lower. Nitrogen fertilizer is lower. In here, the traditional management is the continuous barley, monocropping. That's why when you use the monocropping barley grow every year, you apply a lot of nitrogen fertilizer. That's why you have about 34% lower in the total amount of nitrogen in noble management compared with the traditional management. You look at the greenhouse gas intensity, you can see the similar reduction. Barley grain yield, protein concentration, and grain plumpness, they are not much difference. If you look at the irrigated cropping system, you see organic carbon is increased by 5%, total nitrogen increased by 9% in the noble compared with the traditional management. Residual soil nitrogen reduced by almost 48%. Nitrogen rate decreased by almost 17%. ZWP reduced by 35%. GHGI 37%. Again, there is no difference between crop yield and quality. So, in conclusion, then that regarding the soil carbon and total nitrogen, we see that the noble management is greater than the traditional management. That means soil organic carbon and total nitrogen is usually higher in noble management versus traditional. Residual soil nitrate nitrogen in the overall noble management is less than traditional management. Greenhouse gas emission, net greenhouse gas emission, as indicated by global warming potential and greenhouse gas intensity, noble management is less than the traditional management. And the crop yield and quality, usually noble management is similar to the traditional management. So my final conclusion is that noble management can improve soil quality, reduce potential for nitrogen leaching and net greenhouse gas emission, and sustain mild barley yield and quality compared with the traditional management. So I'd like to thank you for some of my colleagues and technicians that help you. And if you want more information about this, this has been published in the Plus One journal. Okay? That's the end of my presentation. I would be glad to answer if you have any questions. Thank you.